Hi, welcome back to Rewrite the Script podcast. I'm your host, Louise Jones, and today I'm going to be talking to the very beautiful Amy Dowling. So Amy is a friend of mine, and she's also a modern mystic. And today this interview goes into all sorts of things about doing business online. It goes into beliefs, spiritual beliefs, it goes into psychic beliefs. We talk about showing up as the most authentic version of ourselves. We talk about soul path, soul purpose. So if you're interested in all things spiritual and woo-woo, then please look Amy up. Her details are in the bio. You can find her on Instagram, you can find her on Facebook, and you can also find my group, of course, Rewrite the Script on Facebook, where I do all my live streams, all my beautiful spiritual teachings, and yeah, all my modern offers. So I hope you enjoy this, and talk soon. So I'm going to introduce you today to Amy Dowling, who is a modern mystic and a friend of mine, and we're going to have a riff today on spirituality. So Amy, welcome to the Rewrite Your Script podcast. How are you today?
I'm good, thanks. Thanks for having me, Louise. Appreciate the invite. Oh, my throat's going already, so we've obviously got lots to say.
Well, whenever the throat chakra goes, it's usually a good sign that there's lots to be discussed. So we're going to start today, Amy. Tell me a little bit about what it is you do so that the listeners can find out about your work and how to locate you, etc.
So my main jam is Instagram. I do love Instagram. You can find me on there at blissfully_aligned_. And what I do, I mean, I'm sure you'll appreciate this, Louise, it's really hard to put into words, but I see. That's where the soul stir comes from, I see. So when I connect with people, not just anyone, not just Joe Bloggs down the street or anything, but when I connect with people who decide to step into my world, I see as regards to what it is their soul path is, as regards to why it was that they was, you know, reincarnated onto this, into the earth plane this time. And also as well as regards to what the universe has in store for them and that. So, but it's not quite as simple as that. So it's not a case of you come to me and I sort of like say, well, it's this, this and this. It is a case of, you know, really tapping into the energies and that, because as you can appreciate again, Louise, you know, you can't just let it all out there, you know, because it does depend on the energies of the person and also as well what they're open to as well. Because we have people who step into our world who honestly truly think that they're ready and they're open for it. But unfortunately, it has to be on certain levels and working with. Energies I work with, healing is very natural to me. I'd be able to see as regards to where the actual physical blocks are, which are the emotional blocks as well. And my great belief in this world is that any physical ailment can be reversed about going into the emotions. And that's something definitely I'm diving into more. And also as well, something what's just coming up for me these past probably couple of weeks now is really working on a trust basis with clients, you know, really having that wholehearted, you know, and having more and more clients come to me and saying, I don't know why I'm here. And it's like, that's great, we'll just go with that. And, you know, and when we can play, because spirit love to play, when we can play, that's where, you know, we get our very best soul work.
Precisely. So that's whenever the magic happens, whenever we don't try and control every detail of the plan. And I know people love to go away with a how-to plan, like what's my next step? How do I get onto my soul path? And as I say to them, that's where spirit have to then bring it through in divine timing. So how do you work with your clients then to let them build up the trust? Because I'm a great believer that they have to give the space to allow it to come in.
Absolutely. So it is all about, like I say, the trust, the building relationships, you know, the allowance and everything. You know, so I'm very honest and I'm very truthful in that. And if I can't work with someone because our energies aren't aligned, not to say forever, I will actually say that. And I will, my spirit guides are very direct as well. They don't believe in, you know, this is a dress rehearsal. They believe in that this is a real deal. So, you know, basically they will give you any, obviously, what you can receive. But they don't believe in wasting time. But equally as well, quite a contradiction, they do believe in that if basically there's something what needs still addressing, we go back and address and address and address more. So it is that, like I say, it's that two-way street, it's that respect. Respect's a huge part of it as well. And that we respect our work in which we're doing here for spirit. And, you know, really working with that. So, you know, it's when I have one-to-one clients, say, for instance, they have access to me in between calls as well. And I always say use that time, because even the calls are very prominent, very useful, very activating. It can be that in-between time when you pick up something and it's like, oh, and that's how you connect the dots. It's always, I always call it the spiritual dot to dot. Keep connecting the dots. You keep on following those spiritual breadcrumbs, and that will take you to your destination much more aligned than with anything else.
Yeah, and I think that's really important, because so many women, you know, I'm actually going to refer to myself here coming from the corporate world, but we're used to having a plan, having a strategy. And I see so much online now where, you know, you buy my strategy and I'm going to build your business to X amount. But I'm like you, I have a great belief in soul aligned business where we do what we're guided to. And that's it. It gets to be really simple without the masculine structures and energies coming into play.
Yeah, I mean, I always say that, and again, you know, this is why I love, you know, talking to you and like-minded people as well. So I always say, as regards to, you know, there's two sides to me. There is the strategy stuff, you know, which is a masculine, what I do need, because I'm very much in my flow and very much in my feminine, and I can kind of float away if I don't have that structure and that strategy. And that, but that's just sort of like my basics. That's my foundation. That's like getting up in the morning without brushing your teeth. You'd feel alien, you know, it's not normal. And that, but whereas, yeah, like I say, the feminine, the flow and bits like that. But I think the, especially this year, and especially sort of like riding off the back of last year, is it doesn't have to be hard. It doesn't have to be so hustle, hustle. It doesn't have to be so bum, bum, bum all the time. This is all about the flow now. You know, this is all about the collection of the work in which we have done and the flowing forward with the real knowing, this real belonging as, you know, basically you're putting your gifts out to the world.
Yeah, and I think that's so important that we know and claim our calling and our mission and we move forward from that certainty, because so many people, you know, and your clients are very similar to my clients, where they come to us and they don't know what it is they're here to do, but they have that void, they're very unfulfilled. So what I always say to them is, once they can tune into that destination, reset the sat nav and start to move forward with the vision, you know, even parts of it, they don't need to see the whole vision. It makes everything so much easier. But going back to the start of your business, because Spirit are popping in and they're like, ask Amy about the start of her business. So was it always like this for you, where you were able to be so much in your soul flow, or did you have to hustle in the early days?
Well, no, the start of my business came in 2017, where I was like you, I gave up a very, very corporative, lucrative corporate career, really took a gamble. And initially, from I think it was the August 2017 to the end of the year, I literally took anything what came to my path. So if someone, you know, asked for a reading, if they asked for a party, if I went to a fair, if I did any advertising, etc., all of that, I just completely took it. And do you know what? At the time, I was really grateful for it, but it literally came to New Year's Eve 2017. That I was like, right, time to review. What is it that I want? What is it that I don't want? And I often work on the process of elimination. Sometimes, you know, I don't actually know specifically what it is that I do want, but I always know what I don't want. And the turn of 2018 was the year in which I was turning 40. And I openly went into it as glass half empty. And I'm never a glass empty girl. I'm always a glass half full. And then it came to about, I always think the new year always has a settlement of about 6 weeks. We always get to about Valentine's Day and then we're like, boom, we're ready. And it literally came to that. And then all of a sudden I was like, right, okay then, this is what I want, this is what I don't want. And that's when everything started to take off. That's when, as regards to, I was getting those sacral hits, I was getting those spiritual hits, and it was go, go, go after that. And that was what led me to some really wild destinations and everything. But that was great. You know, that's what I needed.
That's amazing. So whenever you talk about the process of elimination, you know, whenever I'm working with clients, I always say to them, it's so important to, you know, ditch the stuff that doesn't bring you passion, that doesn't light you up, that doesn't activate you in the process, because that's how you get to your most aligned part of your business immediately. But what I find is so many people are they're almost fear-based. They're in scarcity and they're scared to let go of business to allow new business to unfold, because they're trying to control every single detail to it. So let's talk about the space and why it's so important to allow space to bring the newness in, or to be shown what that looks like on your path.
Yeah, and like I say, space, the creation, it's almost like filling the void as well, which it can be. You know, basically, we're going along with this again. We talk about the feminine, the masculine, the very, the bum, bum, bum. This is what I do, and I do this at a certain time, and blah, blah, blah. But does it light your soul up? No. Okay, so, you know, freeing that, because, you know, it brings me an X amount of money, or for some, it brings them a routine. It's what they do. And that's so some, it's not attachment with the money. Some it's attachment as regards to the feeling needed, feeling wanted, feeling useful and that. But when, like you say, you're not getting that, oh, I can't wait to do this, because that's how I work. I'm a sacral authority anyway, so I have to have that sacral hit. It has to light me up. Otherwise, I'm just like a bored toddler. I'm like, I just cannot concentrate. There's nothing there and that. But certainly, that's your leap of faith. That's your, like I say, your spiritual hit when you basically create that space, because there's always something there. Because one of my great philosophies in life is we're never given anything in which we can't cope with. So whether that's, like I say, personal, business, whatever that is, it's coming to and allowing it. And the surrender is such a beautiful part, such a beautiful, beautiful part for allowing that space. And then that's when the magic starts. That's when the real magic starts, because, you know, the way in which I work with spirit is a case of they give me something of sometimes be an instant, oh God, yes, yes, absolutely, I will do that. Sometimes I have a little ponder on it, you know, and if it comes along, as I say, three times, and that's my sure sign. And often I've made my more biggest decisions as regards to the boom and the smaller one, so to speak, I've lingered with. But like you say, there is always an opening at the end of that, always an opening. And that we've got to close one door in order to open another.
Yeah, I think that's so important that people, it's almost like, you know, holding on to a job while you're building a business. At some point, you're going to have to shut the door in the job to be able to move forward. And this is where people get stuck in fear for so long. You know, I've done it as well. But what I find with this business, and it's very different to a makeup business I had years ago where I took all the business. I took everything I did, as you said. But now what I've done with this business is created the space and, you know, it's trying to convince people that it works. Well, of course it works. You know, sometimes you don't know from month to month. If you've just closed the door on private clients, you don't know where your money, where anything's coming from. But you've got to be open to playing the magic of it, because allowing yourself to fill in the gaps. And to me, it's really important that we don't fill 100% of those gaps, because then we're back in that old masculine structure.
And there's no room to play. Again, there's no space. You know, if you imagine it, I always see it as regards to, if I'm getting too constricted, if I'm getting too, so like built up, they always present me the walnut. So if you think about a walnut, it's really compact and that. So if I see, if I get like the third eye sign of the walnut, it's like, oh, I need to free something. I need to something to let it go. Because if you think about a walnut and that, and the hard exterior is all compact, but when you actually free the walnut, it's actually quite flowy. It always reminds me of like a coral and that, which is free and flowing. So like I say, when it is that, it's almost like, right, okay then. But there's been something within these energies of the past 3, maybe 4 weeks, and that what is just to me, what's just let go of anything that doesn't bring me joy. And there's been such awakening as regards to things. Possibly even a month ago, I would have said that I'd have done and I'd have gone, ooh, because I am very empathic. I'm also very sensitive as well. So, you know, I'm always taking into consideration other people's feelings and bits like that, because I feel them so deeply. But there's been this huge, like I say, the last 3, 4 weeks, I'm like, no, 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 no. And like I say, and talk about creating space. And that's how I know I'm on my up level. That's how I know as regards to things are completely changing, because of shed. We've been shedding. We've been purging. We've been just eradicating everything. What does not, is not soul aligned.
That's beautiful. And they keep showing me a fence as you speak. So it's almost like you're getting really firm on your boundaries and you're marking out your new territory as well.
Totally. Yeah, absolutely. And completely, completely unapologetic, you know, as well. Like whereas before I perhaps offer 67 excuses as regards to why I'm doing something, whereas now it's very much a case of, this is what I do. This is my jam. This is me. But also as well, the beauty of that, and I'm sure, I know that we, not that we work very similar, but we've both got that spiritual mind what is very aligned. That's why we get on so well. And that, but of course I pass this on to my clients, you know, the energy is passed on to my clients as well. So, you know, the things that they've maybe been, you know, festering with, sitting with now for some time, all of a sudden it's like I'm getting messages from clients going, I just did it. I just woke and it just went. And, oh, you know, all of a sudden I was halfway through the day and I was walking. And all of a sudden I was like, don't want it, don't need it. And, you know, that's just beauty in itself when you can pass on those energies. And again, when you've got the trust of that relationship.
That's so true. And I think the energies at the minute, there has been, I mean, it's happened to me personally where there's been messages coming through, you know, from other people in conversation and I resist it. And then a few days later, when I suddenly see it for myself and I feel the emotional release of it, it's like, okay, I had to feel it before I could actually go ahead with it. Because very often when you hear it from someone else, like a coach or, you know, a psychic like us, it doesn't land until the person's actually ready to receive it.
Exactly. And you know, and I was just thinking about when we were talking about, obviously when people first step into our world, you know, at one stage we used to sort of like almost manifesting people who did have an idea as regards to what it is I want. But whereas now I'm completely, I've turned upside down on that. I'd rather have someone come in who hasn't got a Scooby-Doo as regards to what it is that they do want. And you can so point out the infinite possibilities of, you know, you've just got a blank canvas, you've just got everywhere to go. Whereas, you know, it's very discombobulating sometimes as regards to someone who comes in and they want to do this and this, which is amazing. And I always say, anything's possible, you can do anything. You get to decide, you do get to decide. But then, you know, they're very headstrong, you know, the very mindset as regards to this is what they want to do. But when you're seeing something, what would like, almost like quantum leap times four, and then, you know, and this would be far more abundant as regards to whether that's health or wealth or being or whatever, and you know, they want to go down that road, then absolutely that's their soul path for now. But then we can, as we know, time is linear, we don't have, you know, any conditions with time. But if we were coming back into the 3D, into the human 3D, then perhaps that would be like an 18 month detour.
Exactly. And it's funny you say 18 months, because I do soul purpose work with people. And what I say is this program, this bundle of sessions is actually going to take 18 months off your journey, where they go to deviate, their human wants to deviate, but actually we can get them there in a straight line so much faster, provided they can feel into it and into those possibilities. You know, when there is a thing, especially if people are pivoting from one business to another, where I find there's a lot more resistance, because I fully believe that everybody who comes into my world is ready for some sort of spiritual path, but they maybe have another business idea in mind, or they maybe have a website, or they maybe have something else going on. But the spiritual stuff keeps coming through and their connection gets stronger, and all the time they're playing over here in their human business, which is amazing and probably doing very well, but spirit are trying to put them on another path and they still resist it. And then they come back at me and say, do you think this is a sign? And I'm like, well, it's the same as a sign that we've had six times in a row, and how does it feel to you? Is it? And they're like, it really lights me up. And I'm like, okay, well, we'll try it, you know, move into it and see how it feels and test it.
But the lot between the two worlds is attachment. You know, it's what they're attached to. It was when, you know, basically they started something, they're still wanting to go with that feeling. So say, for instance, they started the business with an ex-partner, but they didn't want to break up that ex-partner, and they have done. They don't want to let the business go, because that business still means that there's a possibility that the ex-partner can come back in. But the ex-partner isn't meant for them. You know, I always say, you know, basically people are for a lesson, a blessing or a lifetime, you know, and that was the lesson. And so, but when they let go of that, there's, you know, not only an abundant business there for them, but there's a soul partnership there waiting for them as well. So it's always about the attachment and going back in and, as you know, sort of like unknotting the knot, so to speak, and that, and making it, you know, as again, we talk about the flow, but the flow is possible, because like if we imagine ourselves as like a line of energy and that, and we've got knots and detours and everything else like that, it's impossible to flow. And we need that flow of energy to bring everything to us.
We absolutely do. And we're going to talk about authenticity now, because whenever you're talking about the flow, I spent a few hours, I think it was last Sunday, on kinking necklaces, you know, little chains that were in knots. Yeah. And I had to sit and really work the knots out of them, and I kept thinking this has a bigger spiritual meaning, and it's about taking the kinks out of other people's path, but also about taking the kinks out of my path in terms of my identity and where I'm going. So let's talk about identity and authenticity and what it means for you to be so authentic, particularly now whenever you're changing.
Okay, where do we start? Let's try and condense this down into the most impactful. So identity is so pure, it's so individual, it's so unique, it's so bespoke. And feeling into that and knowing who you are and standing in that energy, and you know, knowing that you probably will ruffle a few feathers with that, but still knowing as regards to you can see the greater, biggest picture in which basically spirit have put there for you, you know, it's always like it reminds me of The Wizard of Oz, you know, follow the yellow brick road, follow the yellow brick road, and I'm going along there and following that. But to complete your own identity, there does have to be the authenticity with that. And that isn't as regards to what you think you should be. It's actually who your soul core is, about who it is. You know, and also as well, bringing in your life experiences, now whether they're past lives or current life, and that, because what we've been given, and that we, you know, there's always, again, the turn of those. So I know for me, this lifetime has been, you know, there's been quite a few definitely adventures, shall we say. And that, but I wouldn't be sat here doing this work because, you know, they sent it to me. I always say I'm the spiritual guinea pig. So they send stuff to me and that, and I'll often go, all right, okay then. And like my husband will say to me, why are you doing that? No idea. No idea at all. And that, and it's often for a client, you know, because then I can identify with what they're doing. The authenticity, it's huge. It should always, always be huge. But what's happened with all the energies that have been stored and brought out, and you'll often hear me talk about coming from the Piscean age and moving into the Aquarian age. And the Aquarian age, to me, is something the likes of you and I have been waiting for. We've only known the Piscean age, but to basically, we've held the faith knowing that it will come, but sometimes it felt as if it was going to be thousands of years off. And here we are now. Now, I know with the Aquarian age that there's, you know, some thought it was 2012, some thinks it's 2032, you know, and everything like that. To me, I know personally it's here, it's now. And, you know, to be able to get rid of the hustle and the control and the narcissism and bits like that, it's just pure joy to me. Because, like I say, everyone can stand unapologetically them, knowing that that's going to get them to their destination and beyond. And also as well, knowing that the people who are following them will be able to speak their truth and to walk their path as well. So, you know, basically whatever comes up is meant for them, but it's meant to be explored or spoken or whatever it is. But if we had to have, I think, a keyword of 2021, it would be authenticity.
That's beautiful. And whatever you say about, you know, people that follow in your path, for me, it's really important that they embody and they don't just start to, you know, do what the coaches or the teachers or the guides or the psychics put in front of them or talk about. Because I see this a lot online where we post from the heart or we post from spirit, and then somebody else puts another version of it that is very, very similar, but you can tell it's not authentic. There's no depth to it. There's no magnetism. There's no energy behind it. And it's what we call a dead post. And, you know, I see this so much and I'm thinking, okay, well, that person's playing in dangerous water because actually they're denying themselves their whole truth because they're not standing in their own power.
Absolutely. And you know, and I channel all my posts, and all my posts come through channeled. And I've put the trust in spirit now as regards to, you know, punctuation, grammar and bits like that. It will just have to be, because, you know, I'm not the grammar police. And it's just, like I say, and sometimes I read back my posts and I've posted them and I'm like, I get what I mean and that. And then, like, obviously you get a few comments, which is lovely. And then other people are tapping into it. There's not a sales drive behind that. It is because basically it just had to come out. It had to be expressed. It had to be. And yeah, absolutely. So then you see as regards to, I actually called someone out the other day. I sent her a message and I went, that's my post. And she said, it was a private message. And she went, oh, sorry, I didn't realise. And I went, and I screenshotted my post with her post. And I went, I just don't understand what you're going to get from it. I just don't, do you know what I mean? It's like, again, where is your truth? Where is your integrity? Where is your authenticity? And she was like, oh, I'm sorry. And I'm like, well, we'll just leave it there. That's fine. But then I had this whisper in my ear saying, if she does it again, you call her out publicly. And that, because she's not learning, because if she's doing it to me, she's doing it to others as well.
Yeah.
And she's not happening to her source.
And that's it. And I think part of our job here is not just to get people on their soul path towards their soul purpose and to guide them forward, but it's also to guide them into the brightest version of themselves. And while they play in that arena where they just, you know, pick up someone else's work and carry with it, it's not going to be true. It's not going to make them money. It's not going to have the effect that they want. So actually, we're protecting ourselves, but at the same time, we're encouraging them to get into the brightest version of themselves.
Absolutely. And I found another thing this year, what's gone is victimhood. You know, oh, you know, nothing's working for me, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, well, again, you tap into your source and it will. You know, you tap in as regards to your leads and that. And I get quite dismayed sometimes how, you know, intuition, spirituality is banded around. Or I use my intuition and it's like, don't blame intuition, because intuition is sacred. You know, intuition, as we know, is that calm, that real, like, knowing and that, you know. And then, like, obviously, some people are saying intuition, and it's not. It's a form of anxiousness because it's fight, 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 and that's not intuition. You know, your intuition, like I say, is that level-headed, almost like, I've pointed this out to you, how does it feel? It's always like a deep boom voice to me. That's the way it comes through. My intuition actually comes through as male and it always comes through as regards to, look, you know, look what we've pointed out to you. And it's like, oh yeah, it feels good. You know, I'm going to go with that. And that, but like I say, the victimhood's been huge, huge, huge this year. And that's because, like I say, there's been... When you go back to identity about what is actually theirs and what is someone else's, you know, they've got maybe one part them, but five part other people.
Yeah, and I think that's come up a lot for me because people have been in the coaching world for so long, and I've had to be really black and white about it and say, look, you know, you've got all this influence around you. However, it's lingering. Mm. It's stopping us working together. Mm. It's taking you down a path that isn't actually yours. It's making you doubt yourself. And it can have so much energy attached to it that actually sometimes they have to just disconnect, discord from everybody around them before spirit even want us to play in their energy. And it's so important that people understand that all these programs and all these coaches that they can be with, as amazing as it is, because it is it's a huge industry, but it's not always serving their highest good.
No, and also as well, I don't know if you found as well, that there's a real... like if we can imagine ourselves as like a cannonball onion and all these layers, and that, and there really is going back to core at the moment, and there really is question as regards to, say for instance, if someone was talking about, quietly, just say reading a book, say reading a spiritual book, and like, and actually this came in, this was actually very true, and someone was saying the other day, I was reading a book and I was like, oh my God, I love chapter so-and-so, and just looked to be blank. And what had gone and happened is they've gone and Googled the book and basically picked out the bits and then sort of like spouting out about reading the book. And it was like, okay then. So, you know, you're not, and I was like really excited because I do read a lot and I learn a lot. I listen to podcasts, you know, obviously connect with spirit, speak to like-minded souls like yourself. And that's a huge part of my learning and growth and everything like that. And so, like I say, when I get someone who's read the same book as me and I'm like, oh, I'm really excited here. And then, like I say, you tap back into it and there hasn't been, they've just picked it up and run with that. So there is huge coming up about depths, you know, about what is your depth and that, what are your cores, what are your foundations?
Yeah, so my sister and I spoke about this a couple of weeks ago, and Lynn, as you know, was an energy healer, and we talked about how, well, it was actually just last week, we talked about how our work is to go very deep but not very wide. You know, it's to really pinpoint people, it's to get them on purpose. But there is a time where it has to be handed over to the person to take their own responsibility.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
You know, we can't take the action for everybody, but let's talk about this thing because they show me this antenna right now. And this antenna is whenever you call this person out on reading the book, which they hadn't actually read. So I have an instant knowing when someone's lying to me, or an instant knowing for BS. Yeah. And I know you have the same. So let's talk about that for a minute, because our gifts, being able to tap into spirit and receive messages and almost have the answer instantaneously in front of us, to the point where we're like, well, how did I get here? But here's the answer. Do you? Let's talk about that, because people don't understand that. But we instantly get the solution for any kind of relationship or any kind of conversation that, you know, if I question a conversation with somebody, for example, in my messenger, I will quickly be shown who the real person is, or I will quickly be shown the lies that I'm being told or whatever it is. So tell me about some of your experiences or how this comes out to play.
Well, with just going back to this particular woman, I said to her, you should read the book. You should read, you know, you're missing out on something here. You're really, truly missing out on the fact that you're only picking out something. If you actually read the book and you went to the depths, then you just learn so much more. But there's this real, I like it, the antennas, because Michael always says to me, my hair goes funny when I my hair goes up on the left-hand side when and my head tilts when I'm really picking out someone I'm going, 2 and 2 do not add up to 4 here. This is absolutely... The first emotion I always get with it is sadness, actually. I always get a huge deal of sadness because it's almost like, oh, you're just robbing yourself. You know, you're just completely robbing yourself. But this has been obviously a learned behaviour. It probably has gone on for generations and generations. And there's huge, and like I say, findings coming up about our DNA at the moment. And, you know, and obviously not falling down the rabbit hole, but obviously the changing of DNA, et cetera, at the moment with all the vaccines, et cetera, and that. And it is as regards, you know, really standing in with what it is. But I will, like I say, the way in which I work with spirit, and like I say, we can... Let's just go back. Sorry, they're just taking me back. I believe, it's my belief, this is only mine, that we're all psychic, but we're not all mediums. I believe that we've all got that intuition. We're all able to tap into self and that. But not all of us are able to connect with the spirit world as regards to past loved ones, ancestors, etc. But we've all got that absolute, oh my God, it's like a wonder, it's like the eighth wonder of the world to connect with our spirit guides. And when we connect with our spirit guides, you know, that's where basically I tap into every morning, and you just get to ask. I mean, it is, again, that two-way street. I do my work for them, and then it's almost like, you know, it's like Monopoly. You go round again and you collect your money and that, but you get to ask. And it's like, it doesn't pay for us all to be the same. Otherwise, the world would be a very boring place. However, knowing, and I think this is part of my next mission. It's almost like a campaign for spirit guides, and that going around going, do you know if that you tapped into them? Do you know if you worked with them? For one, I reckon it's the answer to world peace, because no one would ever feel alone again. Because I know the times like I've travelled on my own, I've done stuff on my own, and I love time on my own. I absolutely adore time on my own because I'm never alone. And whilst you get to choose, as you know, that whether they're talking to you or not, because sometimes I'm like, oh, I'm off to go read my book, I'm off for a bath now, you know, I'm shutting off now. And you can do that, because I think there's this big scarcity as well as regards to like, the fact that they just overcome you, you know, that they're just there 24/7, sat there chittering to you. And a great thing, I know I've gone a bit off key now, but they just brought this up. The great thing is about, as they call it, like the witching hour between 3 and 4. Well, my agreement is with them, if you really need me, if you really need to tell me something, that's fine. But do not be waking me up between 3 and 4 just because, you know, you want a little party. And, you know, with spirit, it's like a muscle. I always say them as a muscle. You know, you build that muscle. You build it, that relationship you build. But just going back to the BS, what we was talking about. I'm like you. I can sense it. I can see it. But do you know what? I don't actually choose to have those people in my world. And that's what, like, it's like spirit always bring out to me a great big old-fashioned wooden sieve, like a gardening sieve. And it always reminds me of my great-granddad. He made one, and that with chicken wire and wood and that, and we used to always use it. And when they bring that out to me, that always means that as regards to the ones who are a bit draconaury and that aren't speaking the truth and not standing in it, are around. And I actually choose to distance myself because I'm not here to save people. I'm here to walk people's path alongside them.
Yeah, and that's beautiful. And, you know, this is, I've actually been on the receiving end of this where I've questioned my work. I've almost had that imposter syndrome, yeah, because I've heard coaches online talking about integrity and, you know, people being out of integrity and psychics who aren't genuine. And I've actually questioned myself when I've listened to this and said, oh my goodness, is that person referring to me, or are they referring to their client base or who they're talking about? So it works two ways. It's not just that we pick up on other people. It's almost like I sharpen the pencil continually to come back to who I am.
Yeah. And the questioning, I see it as, I used to, you know, be very much, oh my God, do you know what I mean? I need to go back into my, pull the blanket over my head, you know, and everything like that. But whereas now I see it as regards to, okay, so it's a check-in with myself. Am I completely in line with myself? And that, is there any areas and where I am leaking energy? You know, what am I giving away? What is it that, you know, basically I'm giving my power away to? And so I see them now as almost like an advantage as opposed to a disadvantage, because it just allows me with self-checking. And that, because look, we've all got ego to play. Ego all plays a part. We need ego, and that we need it. We need the balance and that. But it's a really, really good check-in. But also as well, with these ones which are, again, jumping on the bandwagon, you know, it's almost like one says and they all have to say. It's almost like the dominoes. You know, one domino goes down and they all go down. All jumping on the bandwagon. That's not what... this is not what this new world is about. This new world is about, literally, I still refer back to that, the fact that I became the we last year with the collective, absolutely. But knowing that you're stepping into this collective energy and knowing as regards to that you are supported in our sisterhood or our brotherhood or whatever that is, you know, supported in the collective to go out and do what it is that we do, what it is that we need to do. And that, but there's also as well, I don't know if you found it as well. So I've been making notes as they come up because there's that many ideas that come into my head and thoughts and that I have to jot them down. Is that this new level of knowing, there's like this new level of, you know, whereas I think the part of the coaching industry has been quite, like you say, dependable, you know, basically it's each, you know, almost some of the coaches wanted them to be really dependent on them. You know, they couldn't even tie their own shoelaces without, you know, asking whether that was right and bits like that. But this new level of knowing, this new level of trusting is really about, I don't want to insult and say independence, but really standing in your own energy, really sort of like almost like tapping in and using that time together and creating your magic and then going away. One of my clients, oh my God, they're all amazing, but this one particular one, what always comes to mind, she rocks up for a session, she's always on time, she's always happy, she's always telling me stuff that's been going on. And we never know as regards to where we're going in our sessions, and we just go, 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 go. And I might have, I don't know, a couple of messages, whatever, sometimes none in between sessions, because she doesn't want that dependability. She doesn't want that. She just wants to, if something comes up, absolutely, and we address it, you know, and it goes and that. And then she gets to run with the new energy. And if I could just almost like duplicate her and that, and obviously everyone in their own personality forms and that, then, oh my God, the world would just be such a better place. It really would.
Yeah. And I think, you know, looking back on times I've coached with people, that's exactly how I was. I remember getting told I didn't use the Voxer or the Messenger support enough, which is fine because I like to kind of, you know, take my time and then go off. Like, I spring into action, I always do. And at the moment, I have to really hold myself back that I don't put every creation, because I'm super creative now with all this time, but I don't put every creation out into the world until I've fully got behind it energetically. So I know what you're saying. It's amazing to have those people, but it also fascinates me that people aren't like us.
I know. And one of my huge strengths is, like I say, being able to see problem solved. Do you know what I mean? Almost like if someone comes to me, whether that to be a client or whether that to be a friend or whether that to be someone in the shop, you know, it's almost like it's just like a cine film what races around in my head and goes boom, 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 done. And then when they don't, it's almost like, oh, and I nearly have to almost like sit on my hands, so to speak, because I'm so like, but what if you only did? But you know, and especially what's coming up more and more is illness, and that's what comes in. It's almost like, right, okay then, so, you know, A, B, C, D, E, and that, give it to you, play with it, feel into it, see what's right for you, and that, you know, you've got the tools off your truck, so to speak. And that makes it sound really easy, but it is. Yeah. And this is it.
Definitely. Whenever it's energy and you're used to working with energy, if you're picking up a sickness and you're picking up on, they're telling me the pinpoints of the cause, so it feels like the emotional cause or the blockage or the resistance in the body that's causing it.
Yep.
Well, then that's a gift to your client, and it should absolutely be used.
Absolutely. And, you know, but again, though, having that open energy, like just say, for instance, you had a client come to, I had a client come to me, and she said, I've got some ovarian cysts that's come up, and it's really worrying me because obviously it's going to affect my fertility, and you know, my next plan was to have children, you know, blah, blah, blah. And immediately just zone into it, and I go, okay then, so can we go back to when you was 11 and you first started your cycles? And to be allowed again to play with that. And if she was like a case of, well, yeah, sure, you know, so like almost thinking, where does this come in? And then we journey, and that's the part in which I love the journey in, you know, the going on the journey, getting her to rewrite a story, getting her to, you know, basically sit in that energy, and as regards to understand why we manifest things in which are good and not so good. I don't like the word bad and that, because it's all a lesson. But whereas if you had someone who said, well, I can't even see the point in this, and that's their choice, absolutely, you think, right, okay, then so we're, you know, checkmate.
Totally. And that's the resistance. And that's why that thing is in their body. You know, it's, as Louise Hay called it, disease for a reason. And it's coming up more and more these days that people want to work with energy healers and, you know, people like yourselves, because we're able to clear and cleanse. And sometimes we're not even aware of what we're doing, but it's beautiful work and it is in high demand as well. You know, it's, and if this is part of your journey evolving and changing, well, then it's almost like you're being called into something bigger and greater.
And it's going to be more and more and more, you know, basically what, you know, was presented in 2020, what's still going to be here now. And even though, you know, we seem to be seeing our exit away from the situation, and that is still going to be around for another 2 to 3 years. And that, so, you know, basically people, you know, going to energy healers, holistic health, you know, anything like that, mindset and bits like that, because what it's doing is it's bringing it all back to self. It's not having that reliance on anyone external. And you know, that industry is just going to grow and grow and grow. And, you know, with everything what's been upturning, as in the past year, you know, there's always huge benefits from it as well. You know, to see our health service be offering more holistic health and everything like that is surely nothing but a wonderful thing.
It's beautiful. And surely it's one of the upsides of COVID as well, where people are now taking responsibility for their body. You know, we've had barely any other sicknesses going on apart from, you know, COVID, and thankfully nobody I know has been affected by it.
And again, we're the same, but again, with it, you know, like I say, not trying to fall down a rabbit hole, but we, you know, basically I put the bubble around us and basically turned around and said, it's not welcome here, you wouldn't serve any purpose. I mean, my husband did actually joke and said, if it came to me, I'd talk it to death, because I'd be like, why have you come to me? What are you doing here? What's your purpose? Blah, blah, blah. And I'd really sort of like question it. And in the end, it'd just leave, COVID would just go. It would be like, I'm not going to her again, absolutely no chance and that. But this is it again, everything does need questioning. We have every right to question things. If something isn't right, we question ourselves. We question as regards to the external factors around it. You know, and taking back that self-responsibility as opposed to just going with that, well, I've been told.
Totally. And I think that's really important. And I think, you know, what I'm picking up now is that people are going to make some really strong life choices over the next couple of years in terms of the locations that they work in, the countries that they live in, you know, what they invest their money in, because we've been forced to be at home for such a long period now. I mean, we're what? It's nearly the end of April, it's halfway through April. So it's 3.5, coming up to 4 months. And it's just been this total lifestyle change that people are really going to question every single monetary decision, you know, every single decision that's going to impact their future and that of their families as well. So
now is the time, as regards to, you know, basically if you ever was thinking of being self-employed, is to be self-employed, because then you get to write your own paycheck, then you get to, you know, basically you decide your destination, you get to decide that. You know, and even people who have been hit hard with being self-employed and the COVID, they've shown the basically diversification and what they can do and that, and turn it around, because it's there. Again, it's just tapping into it. And I know that we've spoken before, I haven't had an issue being at home. It hasn't affected me at all. And in fact, actually, it's done nothing but growing my business. And that, but you know, basically it's now will be the interesting time when the world starts to slowly open up again as regards to what it is that people are reaching for, and whether the past, like, what, 13 months have just been almost like a blurb in the memory, or whether that's going to be something in which they apply going forward. And that, but there's going to be just a future prediction for you in about 7 years' time, there's going to be a massive issue with, like, as we've gone through sort of like, all, like, obviously, like this past year, and we'll be in the next year, will be all the COVID relations and that. But in 7 years' time, there'll be a huge issue with livers, and there'll be a huge issue with liver disease.
That's really interesting, because, you know, I'm not sure where you're getting that from, but I've heard a lot of people talking about, you know, the effects of alcohol and people being at home, not just the COVID, but the fact that the bars have closed. You can't walk into a supermarket locally these days, but there's no wine left on the shelf. So, you know, it's going somewhere. It's either a supply issue, but actually I think it's a demand issue.
Yeah, and that, but it's also as well the anger, you know, the liver holds all the anger and everything, and all the rage what people have had, because basically, you know, they've been, you know, basically they pay for these beautiful houses and these beautiful cars and these beautiful holidays and that. But, you know, basically they've spent more time in the house. They haven't been able to drive the cars and they haven't been able to go on holiday. And holidays, as we know, you know, is wonderful to step out, step back in again. It's just amazing, you know, especially I'm Cancerian, to cross that water and to be by that water just gives me everything. But, you know, that hasn't meant to be. But all this, like I say, frustration and anger, plus the alcohol, there's going to be huge issues in some time.
Yeah. Okay, that's really interesting. So we're going to wind up there for today because we've somehow managed to talk for about 50 minutes, which is amazing. So Amy, let's delve into your latest offer. Is there anything you want to talk about today that you're currently in the midst of or is relevant for listeners?
Like I say, Spirit have taken me on a bit of a wild journey this past month or so, and have really had everything turned upside down for me, which I'm extremely grateful for. And I think I've been in the most beautiful phase of surrender, which is amazing. I'd recommend it to actually anyone. So I've currently cut my one-to-one list down by 2/3. And that, so I've got a space left for one-to-one coaching. And also as well, what I'll be doing in the next month or so is we're just coming to the end. We're a penultimate call tonight, actually, of Psychic Mastermind, which has been absolutely amazing. I've loved every single minute of it. And we're not done. We've still got a couple more calls and that. So, but I am going to be running Psychic Mastermind again. But that's going to go on two levels. That's going to go on two levels this time. So this one's been very much as regards to business, to spirit and business. But there's also as well going to be a parallel running of Psychic Mastermind, which is going to be for self, so developing your psychic skills.
Beautiful.
So that's a 3-month offering on both. And that's, yeah, so it's going to be exciting.
Beautiful. So for anybody who's listening that wants to look into Amy's work, we're going to have all the details in the bio below the podcast so that you can just click on the links. So Amy, I want to say thank you very much for coming on the podcast today, Rewrite the Script. And hopefully the listeners will have an insight into what's actually going on in the real life at the moment, besides what's just written on the interweb. So thank you very much. It's been gorgeous.
No, thank you, Louise. Thank you.
You're so welcome. Thank you so much for listening to the Rewrite the Script podcast today. If you'd like to come and get to know me on a whole new level, you can join my private Facebook group, Rewrite the Script. You can follow me on Instagram at Louise_Jones1111. Or you can look up my business page on Facebook, Louise Jones. It's been a pleasure having you today, and I hope you've enjoyed what you heard, and I hope that this resonates with you on a soul level.